Palmer fakes the stretch, rolls right, darts one for the end zone, caught! Denarius Moore! It's a bomb, Moore out there, he made the catch inside the 20-yard line! What a play there! Palmer, three-step drop, gonna lob one for the end zone, Moore's wide open, touchdown, Raiders!
November the 10th at San Diego was Carson Palmer's 100th game in the National Football League. It was the first game that he quarterbacked the Raiders to a victory, and his numbers were remarkable. He completed only 14 passes in that game, but for 299 yards, kind of a Jim Plunkett day with his yards per completion. Just remarkable. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Pop alongside Jim Plunkett. And hopefully, Carson Palmer can pick it up where he left off against the Chargers on opening night, Jim.
And there were some great performances that night also, other than Carson Palmer, but he did have a magnificent game. Denarius Moore made one of the most incredible catches you'll ever see in a football game on any level, and you know that helped propel the Raiders to a victory that night.
Yeah, Moore had two touchdown catches back in November of last season from 33 and 26 yards out. And remember, Carson Palmer joined the Raiders in the middle of the year to play that well. Less than a month later was quite impressive. But now he is a Raider from the start. He was with him the entirety of the offseason, all the OTAs, all the mini camps and training camps. He is set to take over as the unquestioned leader of the Raiders in 2012. Before he does, though, he has to have the torch passed. It's one Heisman Trophy winner to the other. Out on the Alameda practice field, it is Plunk with Carson.
I know you came the middle of the season last year, but this time you've got to go through all of training camp. And how do you feel doing that? Does you feel more comfortable with what's going on?
Definitely. It's been a blast. It's been great for myself personally, just to really get a chance to soak up all the installations. You remember all those installation nights,
sure,
and meetings and hours you spend, and really get a chance to absorb the entire offense and learn how the offense will work against certain coverages. I'm feeling really good and ready to get the season going.
The talent level on this receiving core is extraordinary. You've got Jacoby Ford, Darius Harry-Bay, Denarius Moore. They all bring something special to the table. How do you feel about throwing to those guys?
I just want to get them all on the field at the same time.
Right, that's true.
We haven't had them on the field yet, but each guy kind of has a different skill set. Each guy is really good at this and needs some work on this. So, you know, there's a lot of things that Coach Knapp kind of has in his back pocket, depending on who's on the field. And he'll play and call plays towards certain players' strengths.
What is your role on this football team? Do you consider yourself a leader of this football team?
Absolutely. You know, I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot. We have a lot of really young guys, especially on offense. Two very young receivers in Rod Streeter and Jerron Kreiner. So I'm always in their ears, and being the quarterback, that's your role. I mean, you're a role model and a leader, and I take those roles very seriously.
You know, Matt Leinart has worked with the system for a couple of years. Has he helped you along since he knows this offense a little bit better than you do?
It's been great. Yeah, Matt's in his third year in this offense, and when you're in an offense the first year, it's just nice to have a guy that's actually been under center, done that, you know, called that play in the huddle and then gone out there and performed that play. So, you know, I'm always asking him certain questions on, you know, protections or certain run game footwork, because he's been there and done that. And if he hasn't done it, he's seen, you know, Matt Schaub or Yates, who was there in Houston with him, that played there at the end of the year. So it's been really good to lean on Matt.
Yeah, you mentioned this defense, and you go up against this defense, you know, day in, day out at practice, although it's not like it used to be with the two-a-days and everything else. But still, going up against this defense, does it make your offense a better offensive unit?
Absolutely, especially up front. You know, our offensive line is probably not going to see a better pass rush with Tommy Kelly, and especially when Richard gets back. And they complain about it all the time, having to go against those guys. It's hard on them, especially in training camp, when you go against them every single day, full pads. But they know that defensive front's making them better. And then on the back end, with the speed we have, and Michael Huff and Tyvon Branch, and the guys on the outside can run. So it's a really good physical group that we get to go against. And also with Coach Tarver as a defensive coordinator, he's always changing up looks. He's always studying us on film and countering our offense, which, you know, it's kind of a battle between Tarver and Coach Knapp, because they keep you on your toes, and they also get you prepared for the season, because that's what happens once you put game film on and you head into the next week in the regular season.
You know, you finished with a big game against San Diego. Now you're going to open up with them Monday night here in Oakland. You know, what are your thoughts on this San Diego football team?
There's going to be some changes. The defense coordinator's new. He's been in San Diego, but you know, I think we match up pretty well with them. It's just going to be a great game. It's a great rivalry. It's Monday night football. It's, you know, opening night. It's going to be awesome.
Do you think this team has the right ingredients to make the playoffs?
Absolutely. You know, like every team, you have to stay healthy. But we have enough veteran leadership, enough guys that have been around for a long enough time and to keep the younger guys in check. And coaching-wise, Coach Allen's hired a phenomenal staff. So there's experience on the staff. There's kind of some guru, really smart, intelligent guys that are young, but are kind of going to make a name for themselves in this league by coming up with some new concepts and some new schemes that I'm really excited to see. But, yeah, we have everything it takes.
Very nicely done, Heisman to Heisman. Our guy Plunkett with Carson Palmer. After spending some time with him on the practice field, what did you come away thinking?
Well, I thought he was very confident. He was looking forward to this upcoming season, spending the entire offseason, as you mentioned, with the team. This time, he's ready to go from day one. The game is still fun for him. He's looking forward, and he feels this team will make the playoffs.
And on Monday night, his first full year as the Raider quarterback will start anew against one of the best quarterbacks in pro football. On the other sideline will be Phillip Rivers. When we come back on the Silver and Black Show, we'll get you set for Palmer versus Rivers, the Raiders versus the Chargers on Monday Night Football.